in the book of Proverbs tonight. I would say that if you've ever had a t-shirt with a scripture on it or a coffee mug with a scripture on it, this was probably it. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Today, this is what's been on my mind. We can trust God. We can trust God. He is trustworthy. We can put our trust in the Lord. Now, you've learned that. You've heard that. Probably if you've been around the house of God a lot of your life, you've heard that in Sunday school. You've heard that preached from the pulpit. If you've sought out good godly advice or counsel, you've heard that. Wherever you've turned for help from the Lord, even from God's word, that is a theme that just is all through the scripture. God can be trusted. God can be trusted. Amen. I encourage you to put your trust in the Lord tonight. And these two verses are some of the verses that we always look to when we're talking about this subject. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. It's interesting to me, I always like to do word studies on verses, and this verse, the word trust, comes from a Hebrew word, which I can't pronounce Hebrew words very well. But it's a Hebrew word spelled B-A-W-T-A-K, ba-tak. And that word means to cling to. Trusting in the Lord is learning to cling to the Lord, to put your full trust in Him. And you know, to be able to cling to the Lord, you have to be willing to let go of other things that you've put your trust in. And you have to be willing to let go of, you know, we have a tendency to want to work out our own problems. And I hear people say, I'll just get through this. I'll just make it through this. And that's really, when you do that in your own strength, you are just clinging to yourself. And that's not a very safe thing to do. It's certainly not a biblical thing to do. If you are self-sufficient, that's not biblical. When we go through things and we go through trying situations and trouble and a season such as we are going through right now as a church body, I think we need to be reminded that we can't lean on ourselves. We have to trust in the Lord. We have to cling to the Lord. Amen. Get a hold of God and hold fast to Him. Several years ago, three or four years ago, it was before the Hunleys went to England. We went to Tennessee, and we lined up at this big giant Ferris wheel. And I was nominated to be in the seat with Brody, who's now 11. Then he was probably 8, and maybe 7. I'm not sure. But he's kind of a little guy anyway. And pretty tough for the most part. But we got up on that Ferris wheel, and as that thing went up to the top, he turned to me and he said, Papa, would you hold my hand? And I said, I sure will. He was scared to death, and I wasn't too happy about being up there myself, but he was scared to death. Do you know that you can cling to the Lord? You can cling to the Lord. You can get a hold of God and hold fast to the Lord. And to be self-sufficient, big mistake. If you try it on your own, it is a big mistake. And certainly we can trust in the Lord, and then we can trust in the people of God and the family of God, because God's intention is that the people of God surround and help us and encourage us, and we all hold on to the Lord together. Amen. And so we don't use ourselves or even other people as a crutch. We lean heavily upon the Lord. We cling to the Lord. That's what we're going to have to do. We don't know what another day will bring. We don't know what we'll be facing by the weekend or next week. We don't know trials, troubles. This is a very troubling time that we're in. All aside from virus situations, there's just so many troubling things going on in our world and in our country. We need the help of the Lord. We need to hold on to the Lord. And we need to continue to pray as we, even though we're, you know, things are different right now, we still can pray, and we can agree together and believe God and pray together. Sometimes we don't trust in the Lord because we don't feel like we're worthy of that. We're so distant from the Lord in our relationship with the Lord that we don't feel like that we can trust Him. But oh, you can trust Him. And no matter how difficult the time is, Job thought he was going to die. His family had died. He lost all of his possessions. He lost his reputation. He lost everything. And he said, even if God slays me, even if He takes my life, I'm not going to let go of Him. I'm going to trust Him. Though God slay me, yet I will trust in Him. And we know the end of the story as far as Job's losses were concerned, that at the end of the story, Job was restored, his health was restored, his family was restored, his possessions were restored, even much more, because he held on in faith and confidence in the Lord. And that's what we must do in a time such as what we are faced with right now. Don't lose heart and do not let go. Cling to the Lord with your whole heart. Trust in the Lord. Why? Well, trust in Him because He's the sovereign one. I know that's a big word, and we use that word from time to time, but really, the word just means He's in control. He is the ruler over everything, and He knows what He's doing. And since He's in control, in a time when it seems like things are spinning out of control, we cling to the Lord because we know He's sovereign. He is in control, and it's not out of His control. Amen. What is happening in our world and our lives, God knows all about it. Not only does He know about it, but He has a divine plan and a purpose in it all. God can take, and when you read through the scripture, you see it again and again and again, that God takes our big messes and mistakes and our trouble and our problems, and He uses that, and He somehow fulfills His will and His purpose for us. And it's an amazing thing to see the hand of God at work even in the middle of tough and difficult times. I'm sure that Joseph, when he was betrayed by his brethren, thrown into the pit, I'm sure he thought, how could God ever use this situation? When he was sold to the Amalekites to become a slave again, Lord, where are you at in all of this? When he's betrayed and lied on down there in Egypt, in Potiphar's house, again, another time to say, Lord, what is going on? Has everything gone out of control? And then he's thrown into prison and forgotten there for a season. But God had not forgotten him. As a matter of fact, God used all the things that Joseph went through to fulfill the dream that God had given to him. Amen. And so God's purpose, His plan, is not hindered by messes in our world, trouble in our country. It's not, God's plan isn't aborted by viruses or sicknesses or all these things that are happening in our world where we just throw up our hands, Lord, what is going on? Well, We don't know or understand, but God's plan has not failed. It has not failed. He's still at work. Now, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean that God isn't working. Trust in the Lord. Cling to the Lord. He is in control. We can believe that God is loving. We can believe that God has a design and a purpose to take all of the messes of our world right now, your personal world, or even our nation and the world, all the circumstances. And God can use, because of his loving kindness and goodness, he will perform his good will, his good purpose in our lives. And you know, I don't know when Jesus is coming, but I know that a lot of people right now are talking about it more so than they have at other times. And maybe all of these trials and all of these things are causing us to recognize how much we need to be trusting the Lord. Trusting the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. That's the degree that we need to be trusting him. All of your heart. Don't put your trust in your money or your bank accounts or the economy or any particular person. Don't put your trust in anything, but lean completely upon the Lord. Amen. Lean upon him with all of your heart. Amen. Put your whole heart, your whole life, your whole future into the hands of the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not. You know what we do too many times is we lean away from God instead of leaning into God. You've heard me tell before, many years ago when we were in Romania adopting Zach. He was just a baby. And he was barely, he just turned 2 years old. But he had lived in an orphanage. He had had very little actual contact as far as someone picking him up or holding him or touching him. And so when I got him out of that orphanage and picked him up, here's the way he did. He didn't know me. And he had never had that close of contact. And so I was on subways and planes and all kinds of ways. I was traveling with him. And I had him for 2 weeks by myself in Romania before I could get out of the country. And anytime I tried to pick him up, it was that. He was leaning away. You try to carry a little baby, even though he was 20-some pounds and little. You try to carry a baby that doesn't lean into you, leads away from you. And I can remember my arm was just wore out from trying to carry this little guy who would not lean into me. And that's what we do to the Lord. When we should lean not to our own understanding, but lean into him. Amen. He wants to hold you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to help you and minister to you in your time of need. Don't turn away from the Lord. Don't lean away from him. Lean into him. Cling to the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Now, our understanding is flawed. It's weak. It's human. It's limited. And if you try to spend your time trying to figure everything out that's going on, you're wasting a lot of good energy. You're not going to be able to do it. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. So many things that are happening in our world right now, it's just a mess. It's just a big mess in our world. Big mess in our country. And so many problems, so much trouble. We need to lean into the Lord. We need to cling to the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. That's what the scripture says. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to lean into him, and then he wants you to, in every situation, It just means to acknowledge him means to make him known. To make him known. Do you understand we could use these times like this to glorify God, to lean into the Lord, and to make him known as we demonstrate the faithfulness of the Lord? Amen. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Make him known. Let him be glorified. Amen. Instead of your conversation be hopelessness, despair, discouragement, doubt, unbelief. Instead, make him known. In all of your ways, make him known. The world is really, really needing some good news. And that can come from the church and from believers who have good news. Yeah, we've got troubles and trials. We're going through some trying times, but God is so good and he's so faithful and he hasn't forsaken us. As a matter of fact, we sense his help and his presence even greater at a time like this. Amen. Because God is faithful to help us. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. I believe it's talking about what's next. Your future. You may be wondering, Lord, I can't face tomorrow. I can't face next week. I can't face what's ahead for me. But if you'll make him known, if you'll glorify him in the midst of your trial, that he's promised, I'll lay out the path. It'll be straight. It'll be clear. I'll make a way. I'll clear away all the rubbish and all the hindrances. And I'll make the pathway clear for you. You'll know that I'm with you. You'll know that I'm directing your steps if you will just trust in me. Amen. That's the reason why that those two verses of Scripture have been called principles of wisdom. Principal truths or principles of wisdom. And that just means absolutely necessary and important truths that we need to guide our lives by. Amen. Praise God. In all your ways, make him known, and he will clear the path. Where there's nothing but confusion and you don't know what's ahead or what steps to take. If you'll make him known, if you'll acknowledge him, he will provide a clear pathway for you. He will direct your steps. If you'll trust in him, if you'll cling to him, if you'll lean into him at a time like this, then the Lord is going to come through for you and make the path clear. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word tonight. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that you have not left us or forsaken us. But Lord, you are at work. You are at work, Lord. Even in all the things that are going on, Lord, in our world right now that seem completely chaotic, we know, Lord, that you're the sovereign God that's in control. You are working and you are moving. And even in our lives right now, even in our church right now, Lord, you're at work. You're doing some wonderful things, some mighty things. So help us, Lord, to cling to you and to lean into you, Lord, and to trust you to direct our paths. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. Glory be to God. Before we leave this place tonight, could we just stand together? Let's take a moment to give thanks to God.